I've been thinking a long time and pondering a long time over one verse in the Bible. And by long, I mean months, year, probably a year, at least. It's actually half a verse. It's Galatians chapter 5, the second half of verse 6. The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love. That. For a good year now, I've been pondering it and thinking about it. It has buried itself very deeply in my heart. I'm still growing into it. It has challenged me. It has inspired me, and it has nailed me right between my eyes. And it has so pierced my heart. That verse. The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love. And I think, boy, if we could do that, if we could just do that, express our faith with love, there would be a revolution in the world. There would be a revolution and a revelation if we could just do that. I don't have to tell you that, excuse me, sometimes in this world we are just completely overwhelmed by the reckless hate and the violence and the fear. It just surrounds us, and sometimes it presses in on us. So much heartlessness and brokenness in our world. It scares us. And sometimes I come face to face with my own impatience and my own selfishness and my own anger. What do I do? What do we do? What do we do as Christians? How do we live as followers of Christ then in this broken world? What matters? What counts? That's what I ask myself. What do I do with my time? The things I think about, the things I invest in, my money, what counts? What matters? You know, my heart. This is why I've been pondering this verse for such a long time, and I think I will never stop pondering it. The fifth chapter of Galatians is about the freedom that we have in the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's about freedom in Christ. The fifth chapter, you should go home and read the whole thing, please. The fifth chapter is about how we are saved by faith in Christ alone and not by our own good deeds or good works or discipline that we have or religious rituals or law-keeping. We are saved by faith in Christ alone. And our faith is being completely dependent upon God, completely. What God looks for in us believers is faith working, our faith alive and working in the world through love. His love. His fierce, forever, big love. All the commandments found in the Hebrew laws and all the commandments given by Old Testament prophets, all of them hang on these two ideas. Loving God and loving one another. We hear Jesus say it in the Gospels. We read it in the Old Testament books. Love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. I have to tell them this. In Women's Bible Study Wednesday night, we were talking about these two things, loving God and loving one another. And one of our loveliest Bible study member ladies, when we said love one another, said, "Yeah, well, I just really wasn't feeling that today." And we all so knew what she meant. Just really wasn't feeling that today. So how do we do it? We don't always feel it. How do we live it out? How do we live out this love in our everyday lives, in the places where we are and the people who we are? No matter what happens, how do we live it? What does it look like? What can we find in God's word to inspire us to express our faith through love? I have for you 5 beautiful ways. There's so many more, but I picked 5 beautiful ways the Bible shows us how to live out our faith with love, how to express our faith with love. Here's 1. We can lift up, we can encourage, protect, and help the broken, the weak, the small in the world. Jesus refused to let people be brushed aside. He refused. In the Gospels, read the Gospels of Jesus Christ. He refused to let people be brushed aside or lost. We find Jesus with the lepers, with the sick. We find him with children. We find him with people who are on the fringes of society, you know. But children were low in the culture at that time. They had really no place. They were very low, had a low place. And yet Jesus said his kingdom belonged to such as these, his kingdom. And he called the children to him, and he blessed them. And he warned people not to harm the children. Yeah. And Jesus also blessed and worked alongside women. In the culture in which Jesus lived, women were considered property. And yet Jesus showed respect and care for them. He taught them, healed them, worked alongside them. These are just a few examples. But Jesus, again, refused to let anyone be brushed aside. Yeah. In the 4th chapter of John, the 10th chapter of Luke, the 5th chapter of Mark, we see Jesus teaching, healing. Throughout the Gospels, we see Jesus loving and caring the poor, the sick, the marginal people of society. And we can follow his example. We can. In our everyday lives, we can remember to show love by giving priority to those who have no one looking out for them. We can show love to them. We can help them. In our lives, we can remember to be kind to children. Be kind to those who are disadvantaged. I'm going to use another one of our Bible study ladies as an example. So we have a lady who cleans homes. But that's her job, but that's not her mission, because every home she goes in has older people in it. And those older people are desperate for somebody just to see them and care about them and love them. And that's what she takes into those homes. She takes her faith expressed through love into every one of those homes. Everyone. And that's what those people get. Not just a clean house, but an encouraged heart. Yep. I sponsor a little guy named Eddie through Compassion. Eddie lives in Ecuador. Started when he was 4. He's 10 now. We write to each other. He's just a funny little guy. He's very special. At the end of every letter, he tells me, "My mom says for you to please pray for me to be a good boy." And I write back and I say, "Eddie, you are a good boy." I said, "You're growing up. You are a good boy." So we have this is our conversation. This is what God enabled me to do. You can sponsor a compassion child for $38 a month. They get food, they get health care, they get schooling, they get to go to church. He's pretty far away. There's lots of things we can do right here, but this is just what happened in my life. Okay. 2, we can have patience with one another. I heard that. We can have patience with one another. In the 3rd chapter of Colossians, we are told that as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, that's us, We are to put on compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, and bear with one another. I think it's just incredible that even when we are surrounded by our brothers and sisters in Christ, bearing with one another is still so hard. It can be so hard. Patience is not something that comes naturally to us. It just doesn't. But in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, it says, God is patient towards us. God is patient towards us. Thank you, Jesus. And if God can display such grace toward us, stubborn sinners, can we not show a portion of that grace to one another? Patience in the midst of frustration and very trying circumstances is one of the most shining examples of God's love. Just patience. So who can you be more patient with today? Is there someone in your life that you can be patient with a little bit more? Expressing our faith through love. Number three, be generous. Generosity is not just about giving money. If we follow the example of Jesus, we learn that being generous means living with a self-sacrificing spirit, offering our time and our hearts to someone else. It's not easy. Sometimes it's exciting. Sometimes it's challenging and hard. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 tells us to build one another up and encourage one another. Galatians chapter 6 tells us to bear one another's burdens. Who do you know today who needs encouraged? Or needs you to be generous with your time and heart and come alongside them and bear them up? This is hard. Number four, don't withhold forgiveness. This is hard because I should talk about myself. I think we are tempted to nurture bitterness when we are wounded. But God commands us not to withhold forgiveness. And Colossians 3:13 tells us to forgive as the Lord forgave us. That really raises the bar, doesn't it? Yep, as the Lord forgave us, so are we to forgive. Forgiveness is a path to healing and wholeness. God knows it. Who do you need to extend forgiveness to today? God himself will empower you to do this. And number five, keep your promises. Keep our promises. How did that one get in there? As a Christian, we are to live a life of truth. And living a life of truth is a way to show God's love to people around us, but it requires more than just being honest. We should be honest. We should tell the truth. But it requires keeping our word. Keeping our word. This builds trust in relationships. And if you've ever lost trust in someone, you know how terribly hard it is to recover that. Keeping our promises is a true act of love. Because we need to consider very deeply. I'm still learning this. We need to consider very deeply our words and our actions when we say to someone, I will pray for you. I will come visit you. I will help you. I will be your friend. I will be there for you. Keep our promises. So we as Christians serve a promise-keeping God. We serve a God who forgives us no matter what. No matter what. Our God is generous with his blessings. Generous. Extravagant. Our God is patient with our shortcomings. And our God fights for the smallest and the weakest of us. Fights for us. And so if we follow Jesus' example as a promise keeper, extending forgiveness, generous with his blessings, patient with shortcomings, fighting for the smallest and the weakest, brushing no one aside, If we follow Jesus' example in these ways, then we will learn a little more about expressing our faith with love. Life always requires, have you learned this? Life always requires more than we expect. It requires more endurance, it requires more bravery, it requires more effort, it requires more patience, it requires more forgiveness. But we can decide not to give up. We can decide not to give up. We can press in. We can lean in hard and close to Jesus and hear his heartbeat. And that becomes our heartbeat. And we can keep going and we can love as Jesus loves. Love as Jesus loves in our church, in our homes, in our communities, and in our world. It would just be a revolution. Galatians 5, verse 6b, the only thing, some translations say matters, the only thing that matters. The NIV reads, the only thing that counts is our faith expressing itself through love. You could have that memorized before you leave here this morning. Galatians 5, 6b. The only thing that counts is our faith expressing itself through love to one another.